Today is Thursday, May 23rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Lucky Penny Day. That reminds me. Oh, that was a... I just burped. That was a Z chocolate. I don't know what you call them, but it's the filled chocolate. But anyway, it was from France. It's a luxury French chocolate. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But there you go. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Lucky Penny. It makes me think of when I was growing up. And my dad passed away. So my dad was killed in a car accident when I was like, I sound very happy about it. But anyway, it's been a while. It was, well, I was 11, I think. So it's been 34 years. Not that it's happy, but I mean, I've dealt with it. You know, I miss him, but he's, you know, he is in a better place. So when my dad passed away, all of these church people were very much, oh, we have to minister to the widow, you know, my mom. Like all the men of the churches were like, the church were like helping with yard work and helping us, you know, whatever, because my dad was gone. And we traveled up north, northern Arkansas, because at the time I lived in South Arkansas, and we went to this other church that was like a sister church of my church. And same situation, all the men, you know, were like, all the deacons or whatever were like wanting to treat me like their son and, you know, my mom, you know, whatever, because we had recently lost my dad. So we were visiting these friends of my mom and also the pastor and his wife from my church, because they're all friends of my mom. And, you know, they were adults, or, you know, and so I don't know that I would call them my friends, but I hung out at their house and played with their children and stuff like that. So, but we were there and I enjoyed coin collecting. I had expressed interest in coin collecting. And so the man, and he was probably my age now, in his 40s, maybe even younger, could have been in his 30s, but I remember him having gray hair or white hair. He seemed older to me, but who knows? Anyway, so he was showing me his coin collection, and he and his son had worked on this together, and he had this really neat coin collection in like a box or whatever, several boxes, but I remember there was like a cigar box with all these coins. And when we went to leave, he said he wanted to give me that coin collection. Well, you know, I was a kid. I was 11 years old. I never really did anything with that coin collection. I just stayed in a box. And so I've always wondered, you know, his son now, who is younger than me, his son's probably 3 or 4 years younger than me, but probably also in his, you know, early 40s, maybe late 30s, early 40s. I'm wondering if he would like to have that coin collection. I don't even know where it is, to be honest. But I feel like, you know, I never did anything with it. So anytime I think about coins or coin collections or lucky coins, I think, should I get their contact info and like mail this back to them? You know, put it in some fancy coin sleeves or whatever, and make it really nice. And then be like, here, I enjoyed it all these years. I'm giving it back now so you guys can get more. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. So, as per usual, when we finish talking about the weekend, I have to say nothing has happened other than, you know, work. But I'm not doing very well on my diet. I know I gained 2 pounds. I told you guys I gained 2 pounds when I weighed on Saturday. And I just haven't been able to stick to the amount of calories that I'm having a little bit of a struggle the past few weeks sticking to my calorie allotment. And I hope it's not going to result in more weight gain when I weigh this Saturday, fingers crossed. But we'll see. But anyway, other than exercising and stuff like that, nothing has really happened. But one thing that I did do that I haven't really talked about that I know you guys will get some enjoyment out of, because you'll be like, oh my God, Adam, he is so stupid. And and why, you know, why does he spend money on things, you know, that he shouldn't be spending money on and whatever. And I just got finished last week, I believe, saying something about, oh, I don't spend a lot of money on random bullshit, you know, stuff. Like if I, and, you know, and I did say normally where I spend my money is on food, which is the case in the story that I'm about to tell. I get these ads. And I think I actually talked about this on The Mix, but let me look, because maybe I did. I don't remember what I talk about on The Mix or even on Geeky Gay, to be honest. And so when I reuse content from one to the other, I don't even know. But I don't think all the listeners are listen to both. No, I did not talk about it, so that's okay. I feel like I talked about it somewhere, but you guys will have to tell me if I've already, maybe I've already mentioned this on Geeky Gay. I don't know, but I was watching these. I saw these ads for it wasn't even an Instagram. It was in my Google, my Android phone. It used to be called Google Now, and I don't know what they call it now. But if you swipe to the left, or you swipe to the right, but you swipe to the, it's the far left screen. It's a news feed that Google curates for you. And you now get ads in there, and it'll be, and the ads are so good. They're always things that I'm interested in, as you guys know. So I got this ad for a chocolate company in France, and they're called Z Chocolate, or Z Chocolat, or however you say it. But it is a luxury chocolate place, and I mean, they have some really luxury, like they have chocolates that are delivered in an actual mahogany wooden box. It's crazy. They do macarons, and, you know, they have really good reviews. It's supposed to be good chocolate, but here's the thing. And they look so nice. I mean, they look pretty, you know, they're those pretty chocolates. And I was like, I don't even eat chocolate that much. Why would I buy this? But I kept seeing the ad. Week after week after week, I kept seeing this ad. So finally one night, I was probably hungry, because, you know, dieting. And so I was probably hungry, and I was like, you know what? It won't hurt. I'll just try them, you know? So I bought these chocolates. I bought 2 or 3 packs of these chocolates, and they arrived. I bought macarons as well. Here's what I'll say. The macarons did not travel well. They cracked. They taste good, but they were very cracked and like broken when they got here. The chocolates arrived in perfect condition, and the chocolates taste very good. I like them. I was able to get the calorie count, so I know how many of them I can eat, like for a little sweetness or whatever. But here's the thing. A box of 12 chocolates. And this is the cheapest box of 12, is $54. And these are just like, when I say 12, it's like 12 little individual one bite chocolate, maybe two bites, you know, if you take small bites. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They're good. They are good chocolates. They are all filled with various fillings. They're very good. I feel kind of bad though for the amount of money that I, because if you think about it, 12 chocolates for $55 is, what is that, like $4 per chocolate? That's pretty expensive. I don't know. But anyway, these ads, they just get you. They get you. And Mark and I have been sampling them this week and trying the different flavors. So it's good. I mean, if you love chocolate, I think they're very good. But they are expensive. And you also have to pay shipping. So I don't know. Probably not worth it. But I did it. What am I going to say? So I did get a text message from Gary in Portland. And he says, thanks for playing your pocket trumpet. I still like playing mine. Laugh out loud. Ha 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 ha. So funny, Gary. You're welcome. Don't ask again. No, I'm just kidding. We did not get any voicemails, but I will remind everyone you can text me or leave a voicemail message, same phone number. And I will give that to you guys at the end of the episode here in about a minute. So yeah, anyway, everything is, I don't know if I mentioned this, my business trip to California is on. I'm a little bit worried about that because, again, I'm gaining weight and the goal is to get down to 145 pounds or to be able to fit into a particular pair of leather pants that I have. And I don't want to get sidetracked. And we have Mark and I have our first big vacation coming up July 3rd. And I don't want this California trip. When I'm traveling, it's very hard for me to stick to a calorie count. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to make sure I do that, especially with eating business meals with my coworkers and stuff. I don't know how that's going to work. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.